This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here, our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about depression. Also, a man arrested for felony flag burning. We're talking about freedom of speech tonight that is, offensive. The kind of free speech that, well, supposedly the First Amendment was designed to protect. And that would include panhandling. And that would include flag burning. We'll get into that story here in a little bit. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE to Skype, where, by the way, our username is lrn.fm. We have Libertarian Banker on the line calling from New Hampshire. Libertarian Banker, now, you've called the show before, but were you always in New Hampshire?
No. Hey, guys, listen, I'm visiting some family up in here in New Hampshire.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and it's beautiful up here this time of year, man, especially with the lakes. And, there's so much to do outdoors up here, so I thought I'd give your state a plug while I was calling.
Now, you normally call from what, California?
I'd rather not say where I call from, but okay. It's somewhere on the East Coast here.
Okay, East Coast, but not New Hampshire. Gotcha.
Not New Hampshire, no.
All right.
But really, I was calling tonight regarding what you guys were talking about last night when you and Mark were on the show with Alan Greenspan. And sorry I couldn't catch this show.
Well, Alan Greenspan was not on the show with us, but we were talking about him.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You were actually reading an article where he had kind of come back to his senses and advocated for the gold standard.
That's correct.
But Mark, during the conversation, had mentioned how he had talked to a banker who didn't know about fiat currency. And I wanted to touch on that real quick. I'm in a sort of a graduate program for banking. And they don't teach anything about Austrian economics in these graduate programs. I mean, sure. There's no talk of gold-backed currency. There's no talk of, anti-Keynesian economics. It's completely Keynesian in a lot of these schools and a lot of these graduate programs that bankers go through. So I'm not surprised that he came across a banker that didn't know about fiat currency.
No, I wasn't surprised either. I mean, what's the benefit to the system to teach young, aspiring entrepreneur, banker types anything about the way things ought to be?
Exactly. I mean, a lot of the control of the currency is in the hands of a few elite. I mean, your average banker at a bank branch or even at the executive level at a bank branch is not going to, be sort of attuned to what the, Federal Reserve is doing on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we're just kind of minions that, talk about interest rates in terms of what the Federal Reserve is going to do, not in terms of what the market wants. It's kind of just been programmed in our heads. And it's just kind of interesting that, banking has gone that direction. And it's not about sound money anymore. It's about how much money the banks can make.
Sure. And, of course, fractional reserve banking. Do they teach that, where the idea is that the bank has a certain amount of money in the vault and they can loan out like 9 times that amount, even though they don't actually have it? They just sort of create it from thin air.
Well, of course. I mean, they teach where money comes from, but it's never contrasted by an opposing set of opinions. It's,
mm-hmm.
It's here's how it's created and, here's the way it is. And there's never an opposing opinion. Given, so it's
right.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. So, first time in New Hampshire?
No. Actually, my family, my in-laws live up here in mm-hmm. Gilmanton. We're right here on Crystal Lake, and I've been up here several times. It's beautiful this time of year, and it's just a different lifestyle up here. You guys have such a different mentality on life than where I'm from originally. So it's just, I really appreciate it and have so much fun when I'm up here.
I agree with you. It is a palpable something that you can really notice up here in New Hampshire, that people are more of that kind of live free or die mentality. Yes, there are statists here. Yes, there are big government people here. Yes, there are the massholes, the people who've come up from Massachusetts and have brought their big state government ways with them. But there are also just a lot of really flinty granite stater types who really have been raised with the ideas of liberty and really appreciate them and don't want to see more government getting in their way. Those people
are exactly. And for example, like the past couple of nights there've been nothing but just fireworks going off even well into the night, and from where I'm from, people would get mad at that and they'd want to call the police or hey, they're not supposed to light that off, but up here, the people I'm staying with are just, oh, yeah, that's fine. It's, they'll be done in a little while.
Right.
It's just a different mentality, the whole thing.
Yeah, there is much more of a live and let live mentality up here. That is sort of one of the Granite State ways. And so I think the more people that we can bring in who actually love liberty, the more that can be shored up, because it is under threat by the people who love the state. Those people are here, and we need to outnumber them. And so the more liberty-minded folks we can get to migrate here, the better off we'll all be. Thanks for the call tonight, Libertarian Banker. I appreciate it. If you want to join the fun, get together with other people of a similar mindset. Have the benefit of having neighbors who are of the mindset of, well, I should leave people alone. If they leave me alone, I'll leave them alone, that kind of thing. That's very, very prolific up here in New Hampshire. And you can get up here. Just go to the Shire Society website at shiresociety.com. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration there. It's basically a personal declaration of independence. And then once you do that, you can start planning your move to be around what is likely going to be thousands upon thousands of libertarians. There's already a couple thousand people here. Various different migrations of liberty-minded folks are coming here. The Shire Society is one of them. And so I'm so grateful to be surrounded by people who actually do care about freedom. So come on up. Go to shiresociety.com. As I was saying here, Johnson, we've got your story about depression, and then there's this other guy who is in trouble for freedom of speech. We were talking about panhandling before. There's another guy, top story on our website. And by the way, you can submit content to our website at freetalklive.com. You submit the content. Our other listeners vote on it. It was submitted by God Lessons. And so we're going to get into that. But first, let's talk about depression. So we'll switch away from free speech. We'll come back to that a little bit later here tonight. And of course, you can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. Where's the story coming from?
It's coming from, well, my favorite source, of course, the Psychology blog.
Okay.
And actually, I got this a little while ago. We just never really got to it. And, it's just sort of an interesting little fact. It's sort of a medical physicality thing. So, although I want to kind of change the headline to say, this one weird thing, because the title
is clickbait.
Well, yeah, but that's not actually what it was. It was the weird thing that depression does to the brain. But I like
that's
that.
Their actual title?
That's their actual title.
Okay.
But I love the those titles when you see them there and they're like, this one weird trick.
You won't believe.
You won't believe what this, But anyway, so this is interesting. This finding that's linked to depressive symptoms such as loss of appetite and sleep problems in depression. So they've been studying this, and they've got a really kind of new interesting fact that major depression is linked to inflammation of the brain.
So your brain is inflamed, and that's why you're depressed?
People experiencing clinical depression have 30% higher brain inflammation, the recent research has found. So the more depressed people were, the greater the levels of inflammation. So not only is there just like a causal link, but there's a spectrum, so they were able to not only study, they were able to find that it's also the more depressed that they were, that the more inflammation was present.
How does, I'm no doctor, how does one inflame one's brain in the first place?
There's probably all sorts of ways, eating, diet, I would guess just probably trauma, but there also just might be, the brain actually kind of in a way takes damage from actual life events. I read this book a while ago, actually, I think you may still have it here. I gave it to you to read a really, really long time ago. It may be upstairs on your bookshelf. It's called Vital Lies, Simple Truths, The Psychology of Self-Deception. And the reason why I thought this book was interesting was because I see this happening. It happens in a lot of people, but I think it's happening in statists. I think it's a sort of like self-deception, this sort of creating these truths. And it's based on abuse. I mean, there's a lot of truths that have where the brain defends itself from negative thoughts and negative feelings by creating lies. So one of the ones that's a prime example in the book is mommy and daddy beat me because they love me. You know, like they, you create this lie that, oh, that's why they're doing this, is because it's out of care and respect and they're trying to help me. No, it's because they're bad parents, you know.
Hold that thought, Johnson. We're going to come back to it here. Brain inflammation and depression, apparently linked. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on depression. You can also bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
So maybe you've missed the health care deadline and don't have any form of health care. Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. It's an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, which gives you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can request a free estimate there. That's 855-585-4237. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Johnson, you'll tell us more about depression and one of the surprising, I guess, medical declarations, one of the studies that has been done on depression here and what it's revealed. But first, we have Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. It's a very interesting show about depression, but I actually called to talk about the free-range egg, for the hormone-free, grain-fed, cage-free hens, eggs, and Costco and on Target are only going to start stocking free-range eggs. So I'm really impressed. I just heard about it, and McDonald's wants to only start using free-range, hormone-free, grain-fed eggs.
So you make a lot of claims on the show when you call in, and these are pretty big claims that these major corporations are going to start using only free-range eggs. Where did you get your information from?
Well, I think I hear the NPR news in the morning. That's what I heard it like a month ago. I get it at the local university station, in the mornings, and I heard it like a month ago. And Krispy Kreme is going to start using the hormone-free eggs in their donuts. And then I heard maybe five other ones are going to only start using free-range eggs.
Here's a story from from NPR back in September of 2015. McDonald's is going cage-free. Now, I don't know if it's the same as free-range, but at the very least it's cage-free, which is different, right? Isn't there a difference there? Cage-free, not exactly like outside, but indoors.
Right.
They're showing a picture here of the cage-free area where it's just a bunch of chickens in a big facility.
Free range. Pluck each other's eyes out.
Free range, it's true. Free range makes it sound like, they're going to be running around in a field or something like that. But either way, you're right. You're right on this one, Sarah. Congratulations. Or at the very least, I checked the McDonald's claim. I haven't checked the Walmart claim yet. But go ahead.
She didn't say Walmart. I think
she did say Walmart.
No, Target and Costco.
Not Walmart, but Walmart has both. They have you could choose from organic eggs, free range eggs, and also cage can eggs. But the Costco.
Okay. Costco. I confused that.
Yeah, you're going to have one choice, free-range eggs. That's it. That's all they're going to stock. So when you walk into the store, you're not going to have an option of the cage eggs. And
I wonder what that does to the cost.
Probably brings them up.
A dollar more. But I pay
now, Costco, I'm not seeing that news. I'm not seeing that one. That's not to say that it's not out there, but it's not easy to find.
Yeah, it was on NPR, and also I wanted to say when they say CA California compliant means that the whole state of California, all of their eggs are free-range, cage-free eggs. But it's a state law mandated that no cage hen eggs are allowed in that state. So
now, why is it that just explain briefly, if you could, why free-range is so important to you, or cage-free, or whichever.
Well, for several reasons. Of course, it's animal abuse. I've seen pictures. when I was like 11 years old on news. When I was in California, I grew up in California, and you know, I seen like five stacks of cage hen eggs, and they spend like a month. They live only like a month, and they're boxed in, and they can't stretch their wings. They can't walk around. That's animal abuse for one thing, and plus we're eating you know, like hormone fed hens, and it all goes into the eggs, and our children eat it. And so the growth hormones and the antibiotics that they feed the chickens, all of us are eating it, and it's toxic and it's poisonous. So, you know, to me, I think it's an important issue. You know what I mean? So I pay a dollar more, but I boycott. I stop buying caged eggs just to make a statement.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sarah, for putting your money where your mouth is in that particular case. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, here it is. Here's the news about Costco. I did find it. Story from NPR as well. And she said, January 15th, 2016, heard on All Things Considered, most U.S. egg producers are now choosing cage-free houses. From McDonald's to Costco, Big Food has been declaring a shift to buying only cage-free eggs. So that's obviously something that these companies are doing because, well, they think their customers want that.
Right.
Not because
exactly.
It's cheaper, because it's more expensive to buy cage-free eggs. Three more companies recently took the step. Denny's, sandwich chain Quiznos, and Mondelez International, the maker of Ritz crackers and Chips Ahoy cookies. They say that here at The Salt, we've been wondering how egg producers are reacting. So we called up the biggest name in chicken housing, company Big Dutchman. It's a German company. Despite its name, it operates globally, manufacturing housing for both chickens and pigs. Clovis Raisel, the president of Big Dutchman USA, says the majority of American egg producers, when they order new chicken houses, are now choosing cage-free systems.
Hmm.
Quote, it's a very interesting and very big change compared to some years ago.
So the market must really be driving that, which is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very interesting, he says, because here in this country, we're seeing this change based solely on the market.
Right.
Meaning that in other, maybe Europe or wherever, right. This is a German company, it was probably mandated by the government that mm-hmm. these companies went to the cage-free model. But now they're saying that in the United States, because the government hasn't acted, look, oh, wow, the marketplace can respond to
right.
consumer demand and can move in a more humane direction on its own without having some politician to direct it. Says here, that is that no law has required farmers to do this. California voters did pass a measure which came into effect at the beginning of 2015, requiring that egg-laying chickens have enough room to spread their wings and turn around. But farmers could satisfy that requirement simply by reducing the number of chickens in each cage. Some farmers are installing enriched cages, also called colony cages, which offer more room, perches for chickens to sit on, and enclosed nest areas for them to lay their eggs. Many American producers of eggs had long argued that cage-free eggs would inevitably be much more expensive than eggs from caged systems. But in recent years, European companies such as Big Dutchman have come up with designs for cage-free housing that allow for efficient, mechanized handling of hens and their eggs. In a 2015 industry-funded study carried out by researchers at Michigan State University, eggs from a large cage-free house cost about 15 cents more to produce per dozen than eggs from traditional cages. Most people are willing to pay that extra difference. This is Free Talk Live. Share.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you want here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us online, get interactive there. There's a variety of things on our website you can do totally free, including watch the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, see our cam feed there. That's the YouTube version of the feed. We also now have a Facebook version of the very same feed. So the easiest way to do that, I guess, is to... I don't know if there's an easy way to do that. I guess you have to go and look at our Facebook page. So, yeah, probably the easiest way to see our cam feed is to just go to cam.freetalklive.com. There's a chat room built into the same page, and it's all totally free. So go and enjoy at cam.freetalklive.com. All right, enough of the chickens. We'll get back into your story, Johnson, about depression. It's from the psychology blog at SciBlog. Is that right?
Spring.org. There's spring.co.uk.org or something. Like
I thought
that
you were reading from psychology blog. What was that?
It is. That's the psychology blog, but that's their URL.
Okay.
It's like spring.co.uk.org or something like that.
You had always told me SciBlog, so I figured it was SciBlog.something or other. But no.
Right. It's not SciBlog.com, and I've typed that in, and I keep having to remove it from my browser history, so I go to find it instead. I don't go there. They really need to, like, buy that URL. At any rate, so what we're discussing is the fact that people experiencing clinical depression have 30% higher brain inflammation. That's what recent research has found. It's sort of interesting that the more depressed people are, the greater their levels of inflammation.
So they just need an ice pack.
Just I guess cool
it's
your
not
brain
that simple.
I don't think it's probably that simple, but you know, maybe some treatments, maybe it could help. I mean, I don't know. Professor Jeffrey Meyer, who led the research, said the finding provides the most compelling evidence to date of brain inflammation during major depressive episode.
Okay.
Previous studies have looked at markers of inflammation in the blood, but this is the first definitive evidence found in the brain. The brain typically protects itself through inflammation, but too much can be harmful. The inflammation may generate some of the symptoms of depression, including loss of appetite, low mood, and sleep problems. For the study, the researchers scanned the brains of 20 people with depression and compared them to 20 healthy controls. Inflammation was the greatest among those who were depressed. Professor Meyer said, "This."
So you could have inflammation but not be depressed.
I guess.
Okay.
But there's probably certain levels.
But if you are depressed, you're likely to be
much more likely,
more so than others.
Right, exactly. So this discovery has important implications for developing new treatments for a significant group of people who suffer from depression. It provides potential new target to either reverse the brain inflammation or shift to a more positive repair role with the idea that it would alleviate symptoms. One potential way of helping to treat depression is by using anti-inflammatories. So, you know, essentially your, you know, NSAIDs, like, you know, ibuprofen.
Okay.
Professor Meyer warned, however, that brain inflammation isn't the whole story. Depression is a complex illness, and we know it takes more than one biological change to tip someone into an episode. But we now believe that inflammation in the brain is one of these changes, and that's an important step forward. An expanding group of studies has linked depression to brain inflammation. And it says that this study was published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry 2014.
So what do you take away from this?
I just thought it was really interesting because, you know, just an interesting fact that they're discovering that, you know, brains are inflamed, that people who are suffering from severe depression might have this sort of brain inflammation. And one of the things I was bringing up right before we went away there for a minute was the brain protecting itself by lies, and you know, that actually brains do get physical damage from mental abuse, and they can experience sort of damage, and that's why the brain has all these mechanisms to protect itself, like even including self-deception, and just sort of making up a different narrative to protect yourself from, you know, really negative news. You know, PTSD, for example, people's brains go crazy because they're trying to protect themselves and create these different narratives and like, you know, have these responses, these overdramatic, you know, almost like an allergic reaction, like somebody who has a peanut allergy, their immune system goes crazy and haywire and overdoes it. Well, PTSD is like overdoing it to protect the brain. So what I find interesting about that is that, you know, the depression could be causing, you know, these inflammation symptoms, and that, you know, maybe people get depressed from negative life enough negative life events. My theory is, you know, you have enough negative life events, it's like essentially your brain is getting damaged and it becomes inflamed. It's trying to heal itself, you know? And
now they're talking about major depression here, not mild
clinical depression. So it's like, just longer term.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the difference?
I think it's longer term and persistent.
So the
I'd have to really Google it to be sure. You know, but
so mild depression could go away after a week or something like that, major depression you don't get out of.
I think depression in general, if you're clinically depressed, the difference between real depression and sort of like being bummed out is that if you have a really good reason to be depressed, generally, if you have... You know, like something has recently happened to you.
You lost the love of your life.
Right.
You got fired from your job.
You know, like that's normal depression. Mm-hmm. Clinical depression is when you're just depressed all the time and there's not really a good reason. Or
like you should have been able to get out of it at some point.
Like, well, but the other thing is like people will manufacture reasons. You know, like if they're depressed, they'll just be like, why am I depressed?
Something.
Well, obviously it's because this is happening, but you know. And they'll just point to constant life conditions. It's not anything
chicken
recent,
or the egg,
you know,
in
right,
that case.
Right.
Come back to our other discussion.
So it's like, if it's that, free-range depression. I don't know. You know, I just think that with that kind of depression, I mean, people are just finding, you know, they're creating a narrative to match their symptoms. And the other thing is like some depression, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but have you ever been down and not really had a reason? And been like, eh. You know, you just kind of feel depressed, but you're not really depressed for a reason. It's like your body is just depressed, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really had a whole lot of experience. I mean, there have been times where I've felt like, I don't really want to get out of bed, or I just want to go to sleep.
Like, that would be like body depression. You know? Yeah. Like, there's no reason behind it, but you feel like, ugh.
Well, usually there's a reason behind it. So, I can't say.
Okay, let me say not a psychological reason, but maybe a physical reason. Because physical depression can obviously be brought on by doing dumb things like lots of drinking and eating poorly and, you know, who knows, you know, staying and maybe getting not enough sleep. That can make you physically depressed.
I, you know, whatever kind of issues I've had over, you know, losing a girl who I was really in love with or something like that, that probably would have been the toughest one that I've been through. But ultimately, I've got stuff to do. I don't have time to lay around and feel sorry for myself.
Right.
If I do, it's only going to last for a short period of time because I've got things I have to do. And so I think that it's probably, I'm not saying people who have work are less likely to be depressed.
Right.
I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying that if you do have something that you have to do, at the very least, that gets you out of bed.
Yeah.
It gets you out of the house. It gets you going to the place you have to go. And to some extent, I have, you know, with TJ's not on the show tonight, but he's talked about his depression before.
Right.
And how, you know, getting exercise, for instance, is one of the things that is a typical prescription for people with depression.
You know,
because
it gets you out.
It gets you moving, get your body going. And, you know, there's good things that come from that.
Yep.
So I think
I've found that those things, unfortunately, they just don't help me. Like, when I get depressed, it's like those things, like, just do
You said when you get depressed. So what helps you then? Just time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yep, just time.
But you also work from home, right?
It's interesting. Yeah, I do.
So that, you know, that does sort of keep you in that same place, although... But what you're saying is you've made an effort to go for a walk.
Actually, to a certain extent, I do like going for the walk, and it's...
Is it calming?
Kind of supposed to help. It's calming. It'll calm me down, but it doesn't really relieve the depression. You know, like, doesn't really relieve that.
I think it's just one of a myriad of things that are supposed to help.
I think maybe it could help. Maybe it's helping longer term, but I find that, like, if I, you know, start a day or whatever, I'm depressed, like, that day is pretty much, I'm going to be depressed until I go to sleep.
Mm.
And what's interesting is it's like just going to sleep resets. It's like some sort of reset button. So, like, I can wake up the day and the next day in a totally different mood, which is strange.
Even though you were depressed
noticeably the day before. Right, exactly.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What are your experiences with depression? What tools, techniques did you use to beat it? Because some people say they've been able to beat their depression.
Mm-hmm.
Others feel like they're trapped in this depressive spiral for the rest of their lives. Why is there a difference between those people? 855-450-FREE. Is it all about chemicals, or is what you think play a factor?
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart.
Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Whether it's depression or freedom of speech or whatever it is you want to discuss, you may take control of the airwaves here. And if you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate what we're doing, then please contribute to the satellite fundraiser going on right now at fund.lrn.fm. You can also go to fund.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to the same place. It is an Indiegogo-based campaign, one of these things where you can throw in some cash, you can get perks, and it helps us because we have satellite channels right now. We've got a satellite channel over North America, Central America. So there's one channel over both North and Central America. There's another one over Sub-Saharan Africa, which is the bulk of the continent there. But we'd like to add another if possible, if we can afford to do it. And really the question is, do the listeners, do you value this idea, the idea of broadcasting the ideas of liberty, including Free Talk Live and dozens of other great liberty-oriented shows, to countries in the world where some people don't have access to the internet? Some people, the satellite television and radio is the only way they get information besides the rumor mill, you know? And so this is a big deal for a lot of people, and it's a way that some people will come across the ideas of liberty for the very first time. Is that worth 15 cents a day for you? Because if so, then we'd love to have you contribute. And you can contribute less than 15 cents a day, but the sort of the lowest perk contribution is $50, and that covers a portion of our satellite access for a year. So if you want to help us with that, please do go to fund.lrn.fm. You can learn about the perks. One of the perks allows you to sit in on one of your favorite shows. Not necessarily as a host, but you get to hang out in the studio with one of your favorite LRN shows. There's several shows from which you can choose. So go there, learn more about the perks, learn more about the campaign and the satellite and free-to-air and what that really means. It's basically, it's free satellite radio. So if you're used to, like, Sirius XM, you probably think you have to pay for satellite radio. Well, not free-to-air. Free-to-air is channels that are delivered with no monthly cost. All you have to do, if you want to get free-to-air, is buy the receiver, buy the satellite dish, and hook it up.
Do you think free-to-air could eventually, like, replace, standard AM-FM kind of system?
Well,
you know, because of the government regulations over that, the over-regulation of that?
Well, there's still FCC regulations.
I mean, I know this would be a long way off, but, you know.
There are still FCC regulations that apply to free-to-air, but not the same level of FCC regulations. Mm-hmm. And certainly the FCC cannot regulate sources that come from outside of the United States. So, right. To some extent, a lot of the content on free-to-air the FCC can't touch. But all that said, free-to-air is better than FM and AM in that it's digital signal that you either have it or you don't, right? With FM and AM, there's fading involved.
Right.
And so if you got partial signal, you'll get some static, some hiss or whatever on radio. Free-to-air, you either have enough signal coming into your dish to get the signal or you don't have enough. And it's either on or it's off. But also, you can't move around with it. And most AM and FM listening goes on in the car.
Right.
So in order to have free-to-air satellite, you have to have a stationary dish that is pointed at a fixed position in the sky.
Now, why couldn't you develop some kind of an antenna that works like the Sirius XM kind of equipment?
So that's an interesting question, and I'm not an engineer, so I don't have a really good answer for you. But it's my understanding that... Well, I don't know what band the XM channels come down on. I'm not sure how that works. I know that in bigger cities they have retransmitters. So there are sites. If you're in a large metro, there are actually sites that take down the satellite signal and retransmit over like FM or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what they use there.
I recently had to acquire a new vehicle, so you know I've got the trial of the Sirius XM, so I've got it in this area, and you know I went under some trees
and it's gone.
It was just like it was coming in and out.
Right.
So.
That's because we don't have those retransmitters in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Whereas if you're in New York City and you're going through a tunnel,
yeah.
If you've got the retransmitter in the area, then you'll still be able to get the XM. Satellite.
Right.
So, but how it is that they can broadcast to a receiver without a dish, I still don't understand that. Like, I don't get that. Because
right.
The way I think about satellite, you have to have this dish to collect the signal. And so, there's obviously a way to do it. They've done it with Sirius XM, but as you said, a little bit of tree coverage and you're done for.
Right.
So the answer is no. There's no chance that free-to-air satellite is going to replace AM and FM. That's just unlikely.
Right.
But it's still a technology that a lot of people have, especially in places like sub-Saharan Africa, in the Middle East, North Africa, even in Europe. The satellite that I'd like to add, if we can afford to do it, and again, you can contribute to the fundraiser over at fund.lrn.fm, but the satellite I'd like to add is called Hotbird. And it's interesting, Johnson, because there's actually three Hotbird satellites.
Okay.
Because there are so many channels on Hotbird, they have to have more than one satellite to actually broadcast all of these. So if you go to Lingsat, it's one of the popular satellite channel listings, you can see hundreds and hundreds of radio and television channels that are available free for anybody who has the equipment to receive. Now, there are some encrypted channels on these satellites as well. Those are not called free-to-air. But what happens is they've actually got three satellites in the same orbital position. So they're all, like, right there in the same spot. So your dish points at that one place if you're in Europe or wherever you can receive this. And you can literally pull down hundreds and hundreds of channels. So because it's so popular, it's also more expensive. They claim, Eutelsat, which is the company that handles the satellite in this particular case. They claim they've got 130 million satellite sort of installed homes. Now, that doesn't mean that all those dishes are pointing at that one satellite, but like in Europe and Eastern, Western Europe and the Middle East and North Africa, they claim 130 million homes have the proper equipment that are, that's possible to receive this stuff with. Whereas in the United States, you're probably looking at a few million maximum that might have the free-to-air kind of equipment that they would need. So the satellite I would like to get on has a whole lot more viewers, a lot more, people could possibly find us up there. And so that's why they cost twice as much.
So realistically, honestly, for you, though, here, you have this free-to-air satellite TV,
yeah.
And I know you watch it sometimes, but how often do you watch it over, like, other content?
Almost never. I don't generally watch television at all.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's fair. That's kind of a hard question to ask you.
If I've got, like, nothing that I'm doing and there's nothing else that I really want to do, then I'll go and watch free-to-air.
I mean, a lot of people, will throw on TV in the background, you know, just distraction noise, you know, like...
Yeah, I'm not that kind of person.
You know, like...
I find it annoying to have a TV on in the background. But I'll give you an example. I did watch it recently, now that I think about it for a moment. Russia Today, RT, is on free-to-air.
That would be primarily what I would watch.
And so when our friend and co-host Gerald W. Perry was on the Russia Today presidential debate, I watched it live on satellite. And you could also watch it live through their internet feed. And so, you know, you get things in different ways, which is sort of the whole point behind the LRN satellite feed, is to provide LRN's content, which includes Free Talk Live and dozens of other liberty-oriented shows, to people who don't have the internet. Because it's easy for us. We take the internet for granted. You know, we've got three devices.
Some government bureaucrat that's forced to monitor Free Talk Live that's thinking right now, well, we know you're a type. You're probably watching Al Jazeera. We know.
I wish I could watch Al Jazeera. It actually went away from free-to-air.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, there was some sort of deal that Al Jazeera cut with, I don't know which cable system it was, but they cut some kind of deal with a cable system somewhere that, okay, yeah, we'll take your channel, but you've got to turn off free-to-air.
Huh.
That's what I've heard. I don't know what the truth is behind that rumor. So, no, you cannot get Al Jazeera.
We would know if we had Al Jazeera.
You can get Press TV, which is the Iranian channel, which is actually, you know, sort of like RT. It's on the attack against the United States.
Right, exactly.
And they've got some interesting news on Press TV. So RT, Press TV, there's lots of English-speaking channels, lots of Arabic channels up there. And that's kind of one of the fun things about free-to-air is watching all this international content that you have no idea what it is.
I wonder what's going to happen to the BBC-type news now that the Brexit has happened. You know, like, is there going to be a change in the narratives that are broadcast on these news networks?
Well, so far, the BBC has been, of course, supporting the Britain staying in the EU.
Right.
And there was... Weren't you on the show? We talked about the 4chan thing last week, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, where 4chan basically psyched out the BBC and sort of basically falsified information. The BBC went live within a report, and so they fooled them. Wasn't too hard to do, apparently. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So please, get behind the satellite fundraiser. We really appreciate it. Fund.lrn.fm is where you can go to do that. It's going to go on for another solid month, maybe 5 weeks or so from now. So we've got a ways to go. I don't know if the Head Talker thing was really worth the effort that we put into it. Thank you to everyone who did sign up for the Head Talker, which helped us promote this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much it helped. It was an experiment, so I appreciate people's willingness to help us with that experiment. I kind of feel like we would have been better off spending those 2 weeks just promoting the fundraiser directly. So now's the time where you can do that. Go to fund.lrn.fm and please share the link. Hour number three is on the way. Coming up, we'll talk about, I don't know, something.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.